I'm joined with hotel manager Iris. Hello.
Hello, Chris.
And I'm also joined by...
Michael.
And what's your role here, Michael?
I'm PR and marketing executive.
So, Berlin, had a roam around, had a quick look already. It's a really nice city. There's Christmas shops up already. How long have you been here in Berlin?
It's the third time for me that I'm in Berlin. I came back in mid of 2013, and I must say Berlin is my favorite city. It's absolutely amazing.
Why?
It's so vivid and different and diverse. It's a big city with a lot of neighborhoods, and each neighborhood is different, and this makes the city so attractive. You can get everything here.
And what about you? Why do you love Berlin so much?
I love Berlin because it's like a real buzzing metropole, and you have a lot of clubs, and but also like cozy areas, and also with the different districts, it's like living in a lot of different cities when you walk around it.
Because you're not from here originally either, are you?
No, I'm from Austria originally.
So, not only Germany, but completely different.
It's completely different. It's like, I'm from a little town in Austria, and if you come to Berlin, it's like a small culture shock when you come to Berlin, because it's so big, and it's just amazing how big this city is when you just walk around, or if you want to get from A to B, it's like nearly everywhere you need in half an hour.
Yeah. Now, the reason why we're here and we're talking to you, not only am I staying in this amazing hotel, but we are actually giving the chance for two people to stay here. Tell us a little bit about the hotel, a bit about the history of it. I mean, it's an amazing place.
Yes, absolutely. Chris, the building is over 100 years old. You might have seen it when you entered the hotel. Amazing facade, heritage listed. And this building used to be a hotel from 1913 until 1976, also under the name Hotel auf Steinplatz. And it was the meeting point for the celebrities, which were really in fashion.
Nothing's
during that
changed,
time.
You know.
No, exactly. Exactly. So I would call it the divas from the 20s, the roaring 20s, like Brigitte Bardot, Marilyn Monroe, I don't know, you name them. They all stayed here at the hotel. So it was really a meeting point for celebrities, and it didn't change. So we reopened in December 2013, and again, celebrities are meeting here.
And what can our two lucky competition winners get up to in the hotel? So our two competition winners, what can they get up to here in the hotel?
They can get here like the mixture of like the 20s from the interior design, mixing with real modern and fashionable furnitures and everything. It's also our restaurant and the bar really focusing on regional products. So we source all the finest products from the region and also from Berlin. So for example, the coffee is just from a coffee roaster from just nearby, just around the corner. And also the cheese and the bread is like from a local from local producers. And that's why what we love really about our hotel.
And the beer that I might have in my hand is also locally, is that correct?
Absolutely, and it's called Rollberg. Try to say that.
Rollberg.
Not too bad.
All right, and when we checked in, we got given a whole load of stuff. There's quite a lot of things on the doorstep here as well to do, isn't there?
Absolutely. It's an amazing neighborhood. You have a lot of galleries, shopping, and a vivid culinary scene around. You might know the CO Gallery, one of the major photo galleries. They recently moved to that area. Beautiful. We have the Helmut Newton Foundation. We have beautiful little shops with handcrafted stuff and many restaurants besides our own one.
Okay, Iris, now listen, I'm not going to be staying in the hotel for the 2 days that I'm here. I'm going to be out exploring. I'm going to be honest with you. I know no German whatsoever. So do you think you could teach me some phrases that I'm going to need out there?
Yeah, absolutely. First of all, what you need to do to order, you've referred to beer. Please try to say, ich hätte gerne zwei Bier.
Okay, you're going to say that again.
Ich hätte gerne...
Ich hätte gerne.
Very good. Zwei Bier.
Zwei Bier.
I would like to have two beers.
Okay. Yeah. Two beers for me. Yeah, that's always good. I've forgotten that already. Ich hätte gerne. That's the beginning bit.
Ich hätte gerne zwei Bier.
Zwei Bier. Ich hätte gerne zwei Bier.
Very good.
Okay, that's the important
Chris,
thing
fluent,
to remember.
Fluent.
And give me another thing that I might need to know then.
Yeah. Wo ist die nächste U-Bahn? where's the next public transport station?
Okay, say that once more.
Wo ist die nächste U-Bahn?
No, I've lost that.
Wo ist
die nächste
U-Bahn.
U-Bahn. All right, I've got it. Two beers and when's the next public transport? That's fine. That's all I need. I'm sorted. Iris and Michael, thank you so much.
Thank you, Chris.
Thank you.